10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Sawacki.
Well, here we are, almost ready to ring in the new year in just a couple days. Wow, 2014 already. How about an optimistic new year, no matter what? Can you really do that? Could we all really do that? Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio, and here we are again, Sunday. And, of course, you can listen to our show live on the web by going to aginginforadio.com and click that Listen Live button right there on our homepage. Well, you know, New Year's Eve, every year, most of us or some of us make New Year's Eve or New Year's resolutions saying that we're promising to do something or not do something. And I've actually heard by the second week of December, about 70% of the resolutions have already flown out the window. And maybe there's a better way. And my guest today can give us a little more than a resolution that maybe we can actually stick to. And living with optimism can bring you so much more, with your glass at least half full, if not all the way full. And this year, maybe you can fill it up. Actually, happy is the new black. Well, my first guest is an expert in human behavior. She's a two-time Amazon best-selling author, a motivational speaker, and she also does so much more. Claire is all about living your life with your lights on. And I'd like to welcome Claire Knowles to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. I'm delighted to be here with you and your listening audience.
Well, thank you for joining me today. I love Lights On. Your book is a reflective journey. It says illuminations to move your life forward with ease.
Absolutely. There's
nothing wrong with that.
That's the way we want to do it. We want to take control and live life on our own terms with our lights on.
Well, you know, when it says move forward with the ease, it reminds me of the easy button that came out about 7 or 8 years ago, I think, by Staples.
Yes, yes.
That's what we want. Mm-hmm. We don't want it to be a struggle.
We want to be able to push that button, don't we?
Absolutely. What is your book all about? What is Lights On?
Well, you know, Sue, the book is written originally for women, but my husband and also a couple of my high school classmates, believe it or not, have told me it's not just for women because everyone needs some positivity in their life. But anyway, I wrote it originally primarily for women between the ages of about 45 and 65, maybe 70, the group of women who are beginning to change their life focus and who are seeking some new meaning in their lives, some greater positivity, and for those who have so much more to give the world, whether it be in leadership, in their wisdom, in their experience. You know, this is the group, and I'm among them, that identifies it that it's time to, in our lives, to turn our lights on and to move through metamorphosis again, becoming who it is we are truly meant to be. So what better thing to highlight for the start of a new year than to move forward, igniting some spark and renewal and making a difference in our lives? The book was originally written in as a compendium because it was articles written over a 10-year period that I'd written for various women's online magazine and for Washington Woman magazine and New Awakenings. So the book itself is a compendium of articles that just move you forward with bursts of positivity.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'm really about an optimistic 2014. I mean, we all need to align and at least, you know, turn lemons everywhere into lemonade whenever possible.
Absolutely, because no matter where you are in life, Sue, it's never too late to become a better version of you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're all a work in progress. And if you can move your life forward with ease, with lights on, why not do it? Now, in your book, you talk about the present, no time like the present. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, absolutely. You know, you can go to any bookstore and find all kinds of stories about people. We can, each one of us can name us someone in literature or film or politics that really became who they were well after 50. And if you look at the thread that goes through all of their stories, it's twofold. One is that each of these people could have felt limited by their age, but they ignored those negative thoughts. And second, that they persisted even when they were tempted to quit. So when I say there's no time like the present, I like to say that if you allow people to talk you out of what it is you want to do because they think you're too old, hey, that's their problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because your age has little to do with how they feel about you. It's usually about what they wouldn't do. So ignore the naysayers and the bubble bursters because it's your life and you need to live it your way. So the takeaway from all those stories is that there's no time like the present. You can't go back before you were 50, so to speak, but if you start living your life today in order to achieve the dreams that you still can achieve, then you will make that time with the very most of it, with the skills that you have. So there is no time like the present, because wouldn't it be nice if we could each have our own new mantra, repeating to ourselves over and over, it's not too late for me, and I am never too old. And I would just say to your audience, there's no time like the present. Make that your New Year's Eve mantra.
Yeah, give that as a resolution. Living in the present, and it's never too late.
Yeah, that's right. It's not too late for me.
Now, about the choices we make, which is a really big part of living. I mean, what are you choosing to do? Who are you choosing to be? You know, what difference are you choosing to make? All that, you know, really does matter. And when you talk about this age group of, you said, 45 to 70, mm-hmm. there are so many men in that group, too, that are completely reinventing themselves.
Absolutely, because one of the most important choices that we make, and we make it daily, whether we're a male or we're a female, we make it daily, and it's how we present and define ourselves to the world and to other people. You know, everybody has a certain way of being in the world. Everybody has a look. Everybody has an attitude. Everybody has a certain role, a demeanor that they choose when they deal with others. And some might call it your personality. Some might call it your style. But what's really important, Sue, is that every one of us recognize that it's important for us to attend to, because it's a choice we make whenever we get up, whenever we show ourselves to the world, whenever we engage other people. Because no matter how we do it, they're going to respond to us in a certain way. That's the world we live in. So that means that every single day, as we make hundreds of choices, mm-hmm. that we contribute to our own experience into the world. And I ask people to look at how you're defining yourself. Are you waking up and are you blaming, complaining, nagging, threatening, undermining, harassing? Are you tearing somebody down? Are you negative? And really, I would say, don't you want to recalibrate? Kind of think about how you engage.
Yeah, be a better you.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's really what you really need to wake up and think about, being the best you that you can in the present moment or the present day. And
that's right. And to find that positive, to be encouraging and listening, etc.
Make smart choices. And once again, I'm here with Claire Knoll. She is, we're talking about her book, Lights On, A Reflective Journey, Illuminations to Move Your Life Forward with Ease. It says this book is a little treasure to read and share. I have not had the opportunity, but it looks so positive. It exudes positive energy, doesn't it, Claire?
It absolutely does, and that's what it is about, to move us forward with our lights on. The best example I give is if you wake up in the morning and you're looking through a pair of binoculars with the lens caps on, you can't see where you're going. Mm-hmm. You don't have a target, and you're doing nothing but fluttering yourself. Because you don't know where you're going. So open your eyes, see how you are, know the path you want to be on. Hey, and let's move forward with your lights on and not have lens caps bugging you anymore.
You know, with just a few days away from New Year's Eve, I actually love the beginning of the year. It's like it's a refresher, you know, a reboot button for your life. You get to start over. January is, you know, a brand new year, new ideas. What do you want to accomplish? I mean, it's really a great way to reflect on, you know, what do you want?
Absolutely, Sue. There couldn't be a better gift than the gift of time. And what's really interesting is we can mark it not just at the new year, but we can mark every single day with a new sunrise and a sunset. We can make a difference in this day. We can make a difference in 2014 that we didn't perhaps make in 2013, but it's never too late.
Oh, I love that. It is absolutely never too late, especially to make a difference. You can make a difference in just one moment. I'm here with Claire Knowles, and we're talking about her Lights On book, A Reflective Journey, Illuminations to Move Your Life Forward with Ease. Stay right here on AM 560 on Aging Info Radio. We've got more to cover with Claire. When we get back, we're going to talk about words and the importance of the words we choose right here. For the new year coming up soon. We'll be right back.
Are you lost looking for good care from good people? Then look for the place known for great care and wonderful people, Oak Trace Health Services. Their rehabilitation services help people return to independence fast and stay there with an unusually low rate of rehospitalization. Their staff has all registered nurses and they're Medicare qualified. So when you need rehab, don't get lost. Get Oak Trace Health Services. Call 888-794-3342 or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of health care. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, this is Susan Wacky, your host, and I'm here with Claire Knowles, and we're talking about her book, Lights On, A Reflective Journey, Illuminations to Move Your Life Forward with Ease, or as we were saying, hit the easy button, right, Claire?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, when we choose our words, you know, you say make choices every day. You know, choosing words or I think the word abracadabra is what we say we create.
Absolutely.
Which is really important to know. I mean, the actual words we choose, do a lot in shaping our attitudes.
Absolutely, Sue, because every word you say actually has an effect. Your words can be healing or they can be harming. And again, it comes back to we get to choose. You know, there's a few reasons why to choose your words wisely. The first is that if they're negative, they're absolutely contagious. How many times have you been around negative people whose words are negative and you fall right into their game plan? And sometimes words can stay with us forever. I'll bet that there's not anyone in your listening audience that hasn't been wounded by someone at some point by something that they said.
Mm-hmm.
And words definitely are impactful. And we get to choose whether we're going to use limiting words, judging words, labeling words. And I'm going to avoid using judging, limiting, or labeling words, but I think we all could conjure up some element of that, because I don't even want to invite them into the conversation. Instead, it's the positive lift-up words that are supportive, not only to others, but to ourselves, even in our self-talk. So we can learn to do word surgery. That's where I come from. We can use some positive words to make things possible and things like that, rather than impossible. We can go with the positive and not the negative. And I'd like to give you some examples.
I would love to hear them.
Okay. The first is, you're going to eliminate the word problem from your vocabulary. Instead, you're going to replace it with the word challenge. Because as soon as you do that, it's human nature to rise to the challenge.
Interesting.
But the problem will always be a problem is a problem is a problem. It has a negative beat to it. You're going to start saying, I can, rather than I can't. I am. I am going to be on Sue's radio show, and I will. I will tell her listening audience the best that I can about why you should be positive. I have lots of things to be able to share, and I'm using these terms as examples. I can, I am, I will, I have. I do. I do want to do this. And to eliminate the word want. Instead, you don't want to be thinner next year in your New Year's resolution. You don't want to lose weight. You don't want to be more less of a procrastinator. Instead, you choose. Mm. I choose to be thinner next year. Do you see the difference?
Oh, it completely gives power
right.
over the situation.
Absolutely.
It empowers
those,
you.
Those are power words. And eliminate the word if. Instead, replace it with when. Instead of, if I get to go to some place next year, instead it's when I get to go there.
Isn't it just so interesting how one little tweak in a sentence with a word like if or when can make such a different statement?
Absolutely. Even the word probably or I guess or sort of, they're all tentative words. And I would say to your listening audience to be definitive. When someone asks you, where would you like to go to dinner? Don't say, oh, I don't know. It doesn't matter. It does matter. Because you give your power away. Where do you want to go? What time do you want to be there? Be definitive, not tentative.
Yeah, I think that is so missing in so many dialogues of conversation.
That's right. And those are power words that I share with groups of people, and particularly women, that if you want to move yourself forward, begin consciously with the language that you use. I can, I will, I am, I have, I create, I do, I choose. And I will do it when I can, not if. And what a challenge we've got ahead of us, but we can do it. Those are the words, Sue.
Well, it definitely makes a huge difference. Now, what would you say is your word for, I'm sure you've heard the word for the coming year is selfie, which is about taking a picture of yourself and posting it on a social media. But what is your word of the year for you, Claire?
The word of the year for me is love.
Love.
I love. I love who I am. I love what I do. I love the people that I see, meet, have in front of me in groups. My word is love. That's my one word, because love is always in the moment, and love is always able to see the very best.
I concur with you, absolutely. Now, words are very powerful, as we just spoke about, but that's what comes out of our mouth. Now, we also do create fences in our own mind.
Oh, absolutely, we create fences. And the story, quick story I'm going to give your audience is, there's a movie, it's also a story, called Chicken Run. I don't know if any of you have seen it, but the basic piece is it's about a whole mess of chickens trying to break out of their chicken wire world in order to escape their fate at the chopping block. And they've got this one feisty little leader who starts to share, the fences are all in your mind, the fences are all in your mind. And the reason that this is so powerful is that she's reminding not only her fellow chickens, but also the people who are listening or reading the story, that there's a bigger obstacle than physical fences that they're surrounded by, and it's the mental fences that hold them captive. So as we think about the New Year's resolution ahead of us, we have to think about that the antidote to being trapped by our mental fences is to create a compelling enough vision that, like the feisty leader of these chickens and her flock of chicken friends, they were willing to resort to amazing measures to break out. So there's a formula, and it's about putting your binoculars on, taking the lens caps off, and having a vision to be able to see where you want to go and then be willing to act. And we have lots of things. We have self-doubt. We can sabotage ourselves just by avoidance of things. We can be procrastinators. We can be self-defeating in our talk to ourselves. Oh, I just can't do it. That'll never work. We can have uncertainties and fears. Can you relate to that?
Yeah, I mean, when you hear stuff like that in today's world, I mean, there's enough stuff coming at all of us with all the forms of media that is not positive.
So I say that you've got first to recognize that mental fences can only keep you stuck as long as you're looking at them, but they can only contain you as long as you're not going to take actions consistent with what your vision is. So go ahead, take some action, even if it's little steps, and leap into a future that is just filled with possibilities. Because remember, the fences are only in
your
mind.
And they're always going to be there. If you take action, they may, you know, lower themselves a little. The more action you take, the more they go down. But they're always going to be kind of in a background.
Well, isn't that the world we live in of dualities?
Yes.
Absolutely. There's possibilities and there's impossibilities. But I always look at it as a stick. And one end is one part of it and one end is another. And it's just like a slide. We slide and we choose where we want to slide. So my words to your listening audience is to slide toward freedom. Slide toward that end of the stick that you take actions toward the goal that you want to be.
Yeah, don't look back and, you know, I wish I would have, I could have,
right.
I should have. I mean, those are all they're just conversations that are actually becoming archaic.
That's right. And we have to choose and we have to recognize, hey, this is a choice.
Absolutely.
2014 is a choice to us. And how are we going to use our time?
An optimistic choice. Once again, I'm with Clara Knowles and we're talking about Lights On. Her book is A Reflective Journey and Illuminations to Move Your Life Forward with Ease. Well, you know, Claire, I can tell by your book cover, this is an extremely positive book, just like you are. And I thank you so much for joining Aging Info Radio today. And I want to wish you a happy new year, even though we've got a couple days to go. And thank you so much for joining me today.
You are so welcome, Sue, and happy new year to you. And may 2014 be everything you want it to be.
And live in the present. Yes, this is Aging Info Radio. I want to stay right here. I have another guest coming on, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and one of the things I love most is being a champion for family caregivers. At Lisa's Care Connection at Present St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, we are a place for family caregivers to go for support, ask questions, find resources. Our services are always free of charge. We'd love to help you, so call us or visit us at 815-741-0077 or our website, lisascareconnection.org.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Here, the food is always fresh, the hospitality is always warm, and a helping hand is never more than a few feet away. Where is here? Lexington Square, where for 30 years, seniors have enjoyed a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Located in Elmhurst and Lombard, Lexington Square offers a full spectrum of senior living options. Active, independent seniors find lots to do and plenty of friends to do it with, while those needing assistance or memory support receive all the attention they deserve. Here, you're welcome to stay as long as you like. To schedule a visit, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. That's 630-576-4800. Lexington Square Senior Residence. You'll like it here.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people.
Listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And For My Sue Says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, happiness is a way of travel, not a destination. Well, my next guest is Jackie Lapin, a world leader in educating, mentoring, and coaching. And her book is Practical Conscious Creation. And we're going to talk all about that as we are talking about having being optimistic in 2014. Welcome, Jackie, to Aging Info Radio.
I'm delighted to be here, Sue. Thank you for including me.
Well, I like your book and all the stuff in it. I mean, it says in there, let your life bloom. I concur.
We all have that wonderful opportunity, and some of us just never get beyond the bud stage. And that's what I think you're talking about in having a great and optimistic 2014. It is time to bloom.
Absolutely. Well, I would like to know, I know your book is so interesting. It's available, I believe, on Amazon and your website, correct?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So your website, I'm thinking, is Jackie Lapin, LAPIN.com for the book. I would like to talk about, though, you know, what, as we shift into the new year in a couple days, you know, what can we do to have more positive than negative experience and become optimistic in the new year?
Well, you know, really what this is all about is our energy. And our thoughts and our emotions are energy. And we can talk a little bit more about it, but we have the ability to alter our thoughts and emotions from low frequencies to high frequencies. When we are in a high frequency state, then we create more positive experiences in our lives than we do negative experiences, which we create when we're in low frequency. So we have that choice. We can actually manage our personal frequency by choosing to be more positive, to think more positive, to be more optimistic. And you alter that ratio to attract more positive experiences in your life than negative. And so that's really what's important here. But we can talk a little bit more about how the energy works and how you do that as we go along.
Well, I just love the term personal frequency. I think that's really great. It's like we're all kind of vibrating on some level there. That's probably the truth.
And that's exactly what it is. We are all our thoughts and our emotions are frequency, vibration, what we put out into the earth, into the world. Just as if we were, you know, you see the physical molecules of our bodies, but our thoughts and our emotions are just more higher frequency so that you don't see them. They're vibrating more quickly. So essentially what happens is they go out and they impact things in a domino effect, or they attract like energy back. So essentially we are vibrating in an entire range of frequency, and the low frequencies are fear and anxiety and worry and disappointment and distrust. And what we're vibrating that out of the world, we are attracting more like that back into our lives, or more to reinforce those emotions and feelings. So if you're feeling miserable, you're going to attract more things to feel miserable about. And when you're living life like that, that is like driving the car with the brakes on. Mm-hmm. Because that's when accidents happen, when you're having financial problems, when you have relationship issues. Life is tough. But when you're vibrating in the high range, love, compassion, joy, trust in the universe, gratitude, all the positive high frequencies, then you are vibrating very much in the same level that the universe vibrates. The universe vibrates in the highest frequency, which is the level of love.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're vibrating up there, then it's like the universe is carrying you along. That's when, you know, if you feel like you're being drafted in a race car, you have the wind in your sails, that's when things just go right. Life gets easy. Doors open, synchronicities happen, and here's the really cool thing. When you are consciously creating with intent while in a high vibration state, that's when your manifestations begin to happen very quickly. And it's very Pavlovian because you think, oh, man, this is so cool. I want to do more of this.
And it's probably less work. I would think that if you are not having those low vibrational emotions of fear, anxiety, disappointment, sadness, grief, whatever is going on there, if you're not, I would think that the other way would be a little lighter of a load to walk around with.
Very much so. And here's what's really wonderful about this when you figure it out, that you actually have a choice. And when you choose to start vibrating on a positive level instead of a negative level or managing your personal frequency, you then become, one, a better, faster manifester.
Better, faster manifester. I just love that, Jackie. So that allows you to let your life bloom, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And you are no longer a victim.
Oh, that's great. Well, so many people are on this mindset. You want to stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We've got more to come with Jackie Lapin when we get back, and we're going to talk about being more optimistic in 2014. We'll be right back.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
It's your loved one. You want memory support services you can believe in. So call Oak Trace Health Services. They provide care for all levels of need with private and semi-private rooms, a secure environment, and a high staff-to-patient ratio. Plus, they're the place known for providing great care and truly caring. So when it's your loved one and you need memory support you can trust, call Oak Trace Health Services, 888-794-3342, or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Natural exotic remedies are the rage, but one natural item, tart cherries, has been around for centuries to help with common ailments and has recently received tremendous scientific support and validation. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or go to agingradio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best. Drink Nature Blessed.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Zawacki.
Yes, I'm here with Jackie LePin. She is my guest today, my second guest. We're talking about her book, Practical Conscious Creation. And we were talking about our personal frequency of energy, which is so interesting. And I think, you know, with being having an optimistic 2014 and really start practicing living life like that, you know, there's probably days where your frequency is going downhill or going toward the lower vibration. Correct, Jackie?
You bet.
What do you do?
Well, there's actually two things. It's either negative energy habits, which you do all the time,
mm-hmm.
or one of those bad days that, you know, it just spirals and you allow it to get out of control. So here are some of the things that you can do. I have 300 beautiful roses around my house. I literally go out and smell the roses. But you can also play music, listen to music, get outside in nature, exercise, talk to your kids, anybody you love, play with your pets, meditate, do anything that brings you joy and peace. And if you do that, you will instantly shift your energy. You will shift into a higher frequency. And that really is a very quick way to do it. But there are some really more important. The key to Practical Conscious Creation, and it's 70 little individual articles, 70 additional little tips. And what they do is they give you ideas on how to raise your frequency on an ongoing, everyday basis. And, you know, there's one, for example, on how questions to ask yourself so that you reframe an experience that you initially think is negative. How can you look at this experience differently in a positive framework? And there's these different ways to do that. So there are multiple ways for you to take an experience, you know, in your life and say, I'm not going to do this any longer. I'm going to choose a different way of being. I'm going to choose to look at this. I'm going to choose to be optimistic. I am not a glass half full person by nature. I'm a glass half empty. I had to learn this. And if I can learn how to do this, anybody can learn to do this.
So you're a better and faster manifester.
Oh, I am. I am. It's so much fun. One of my favorite stories is that I wanted to put my house on the local garden tour, but I didn't know anybody on the garden tour. But I put it out to the universe. And about, a month later, a lady's walking by my house sniffing the roses saying, would you like to put your house on the Westlake Garden Tour?
Oh, isn't that interesting?
And those kinds of things happen to me all the time. And I just marvel at it. But here's the important thing. I know when my energy is getting out of control and I'm doing that spiral down,
mm-hmm.
that if I let that go like that, then my next day is not going to be any fun.
Okay.
So I consciously have to shift and say, how am I going to change where this is heading right now so that I can be in control, be influential in what I experience tomorrow instead of letting life happen to me? And that's where you go from being in an influencer in your life and be instead of being in a victim.
Yes, and also when you start to do that or you go, one thing triggers another thing and you're headed downhill.
Exactly.
Okay, I think that you have to be very aware that's happening and stop it. Is that where you go out and smell your 300 roses?
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
I just simply say, all right, so I'm sitting here and I'm allowing myself to go into a depression. that's not going to happen. What are the steps that I need to take to move out of this? What can I do in a positive framework so even if things around me aren't feeling good, I know that I'm taking positive steps, and those positive steps are going to lead me in a good direction, and ultimately this other stuff will fall away.
So you have to learn to actually do the things that will pull you right back up.
Exactly.
Into life, whatever that is. And I'm sure for each person it's completely different.
Well, and practical conscious creation, the conscious creation is setting intentions in your life, making things happen that you want to have happen rather than, you know, these things that we talk about, letting things happen, and being conscious creator. The practical aspect of that are all the different little things that enable you to make that change, to be in a positive framework, to be alert to the things that are driving you downward and think, oh, yeah, you know, I could do this instead. One of my favorites is to think, when a minute you're thinking everything's going to hell in a handbasket, you think, no, all is well. Everything is in the proper order. Everything will turn out great. I just need to allow it to do that.
Mm-hmm. Don't get in the way. I was just going to address that, mm-hmm. that so many times we get in the way of allowing that to show up in our life.
You bet. And a lot of times, for example, if something's over my head and I'm thinking, God, it's not going in the direction that I want it to go, or I have this issue and it's not happening, I turn it over. I just say, you know, I surrender. You know, this is going to be your responsibility. You need to take care of this.
You meaning the universe. Is that what you mean?
Exactly. Yep.
And then you let your life bloom.
Exactly. I focus on the things I can do. And I know I have an abiding faith that the universe is there to support me. That's an important one. If you know that the universe is there to support you at all times, everything will work out. I stopped worrying about money a long time ago. But maybe, you know, when I started on this path 2 or 3 years ago, I used to, you know, I have a PR agency that specializes in mind-body spirit. I used to worry about how to feed everybody. But you know what? I realized that the universe always had the money show up as long as I lived a path of right attitude, right behavior, morality and integrity. And as long as I did that, the money would show up somehow.
Mm-hmm. It would
and
just
so, I stopped making myself crazy. And when you get rid of that worry, that anxiety, that those negative, low-frequency things,
it shows up.
And you naturally buoy up. And the more you buoy up, the more you're in a happier state.
And the more you get. Well, stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We're going to hear once again from Jackie Lapin about being optimistic in 2014. She says you don't get what you want in life. You get what you are. We'll be right back. So stay right here on 560.
Don't land in the wrong hands with your mortgage and create havoc in your life. If you're buying a new home or refinancing, call U.S. Lending and Finance at 630-205-5637. Trusted professionals streamline the process, finding a right fit for you. Less paperwork and more personal attention means you enter a frustration-free zone from application to decision. Don't get buried under mountains of paperwork. Simplify your life. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com. You'll be glad you did.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Where is here? Lexington Square in Elmhurst and Lombard, where seniors enjoy a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Active seniors find lots to do, while those needing assistance or memory support get all the attention they deserve. To learn more, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. Lexington Square. You'll like it here.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Are you skeptical or confused about reverse mortgages, or have you heard negatives? The truth is they're a powerful tool that can help eligible homeowners 62 years and older obtain a tax-free cash flow. Education and information are key. Call your highly qualified experts at U.S. Lending and Finance. Get the facts and get your questions answered. A reverse mortgage can greatly impact your lifestyle and is worth finding out about. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, I'm with Jackie Lepin. How many times have I said that wrong today, Jackie? Anyway, Jackie has written a book called Practical Conscious Creation. And for 2014, give me your words of wisdom to be optimistic this year.
You started to say that in the previous one. Be the frequency that you want to become. So in other words, if you want to experience more love, if you want to have that beautiful optimism of love, then be love. Mm-hmm. Put it out into the universe. Experience it. Love yourself. Love everybody around you. One of my favorite things to do is when I'm feeling, you know, crappy, I'll imagine puppies flooding all over me and cuddling me. How can you not feel love when that happens?
Absolutely.
Well, so if you want to experience abundance, be abundant.
So be give, what you want.
Receive graciously. Take care of other people. You know, find ways to be abundant in your life. So essentially, if you want to experience this beautiful, optimistic life, be in that frequency. What you're doing is frequency matching. You be the frequency that you want to attract.
Well, thank you for joining me today, Jackie, on Aging Info Radio, and a happy new year to you.
Thank you so much, Sue, and may all your listeners become conscious creators in 2014.
Thank you. And if you're caring for an aging loved one and you felt the crunch during the holidays of being pulled in one way or another, I highly recommend Partners in Senior Care. They will care for your loved one just like they are caring for their own family member. Call Angie at 847-548-1330 or visit their website at partnersinseniorcare.com. Give yourself a break with some respite care just to try it out. And once again, their number is 847-548-1330. And I have Macy, my paws pooch of the week, a one-year-old female shepherd mix. Go to aginginforadio.com, click on the Paws logo, and check out Macy or call Paws at 773-935-PAWS right now. And, of course, Macy is waiting with his or her paws crossed. Yes, Daisy, that's Macy. And if you have a topic for a request for a topic show with Aging Info Radio, email us at info@aginginforadio. And a couple weeks ago, Life Extension gave away 10 of their books. I had so many people contact us. If you didn't get one, you can buy one for a substantially lower price than their usual cost. Just go to aginginforadio.com and look at the blog. And, of course, the podcast from the show is there. There's a code right below it, and that will give you your opportunity to buy it. Make sure you also check out our expert partners when you're at aginginforadio.com and join our email list with our weekly email for our show updates. And I want to thank my guests today, Jackie and Claire, my expert partners, Debbie, my awesome programmer here at AM560. I'm Susan Wacky, your host. I wish you a happy, healthy, and safe New Year's. And remember, happy is the new black. So bring your happy to ring in the new year. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Largest New Year's sale is at Back to Bed, Chicagoland's favorite mattress store. Now get a free box spring with any Beautyrest World Class or Tempur-Pedic Rhapsody. Save up to $500 on Sealy Optimum with optical gel memory foam. Plus, get a new bed frame and free delivery set up and